And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 9th of August, 2010. 1974, on this day, Richard Nixon resigned from the presidency. His letter of resignation delivered at 11:35 in the morning to Secretary of State Henry Kissinger, whereupon Gerald Ford took the oath of office. And at 12:05, exactly half an hour after Kissinger received the letter of resignation, Gerald Ford gave his first speech as president. He was the only president in American history who was never elected president or vice president. He said, "My fellow Americans, our long national nightmare is over. Our Constitution works. Our great republic is a government of laws and not of men." Gerald Ford died 2006 at the age of 93. He'd lived longer than any other American president. It's the birthday of the man who, in 2003, the British voted their favorite poet of the past half century, Philip Larkin, born in Coventry on this day in 1922. He was a librarian for 30 years. He was a stoical figure. The critic Eric Homburger said that Philip Larkin had the saddest heart in the post-war supermarket. Larkin himself said, "Deprivation is for me what daffodils were for Wordsworth." He said, "I think writing about unhappiness is probably the source of my popularity, if I have any. After all, most people are unhappy, don't you think?" Philip Larkin wrote, "I work all day and get half drunk at night. Waking at 4 to soundless dark, I stare. In time, the curtain edges will grow light. Till then, I see what's really always there, unresting death, a whole day nearer now, making all thought impossible, but how and where and when I shall myself die." He stammered as a child, grew up in a house which friends or relatives never visited, had terrible eyesight. His parents were not affectionate. Though he did have good friends, he seemed to have a good time with them, hung out with Kingsley Amis, classmates from Oxford days. They got together, they listened to jazz, they drank a lot of beer, they talked. Philip Larkin liked nature, wildlife, was especially fond of toads, wrote some famous poems about toads. And in the town where he spent most of his life, the town of Hull, this summer they are unveiling sculptures of toads all around town, part of an event called Larkin 25. Larkin died 25 years ago. 3-foot-tall toad sculptures and a new Larkin Trail bicycle and jogging path. And next month, Faber will release an edition of Philip Larkin's letters to his longtime companion, Monica Jones. Here's a poem by Philip Larkin on his birthday, Dublin-esque. Down stucco side streets, where light is pewter and afternoon mist brings lights on in shops, above race guides and rosaries, a funeral passes. The hearse is ahead, but after there follows a troop of streetwalkers in wide flowered hats, leg-of-mutton sleeves, and ankle-length dresses. There is an air of great friendliness, as if they were honoring one they were fond of. Some caper, a few steps, skirts held skillfully, someone claps time, and of great sadness also, as they wend away, a voice is heard singing of Kitty or Katie, as if the name meant once all love, all beauty. Dublin-esque, a poem by Philip Larkin, from his collected poems published by Ferris Strauss and Giroux, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Student and gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Kathy Roach and written by Margaret Bain. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.